Now, listen to what Pat says and to what Bill responds. Pat says, I hate to see them go like that. I just hate it. I hate it. And Bill says, I love it. I love this example because it captures the different perspectives that they have on the relationship with the teenage kids, where for her, it's the talking that makes them close, and it's closeness that's valued. For him, close relationships also entail a burden. The man feels that at least this man, certainly many women feel the same thing, but in this family, he was working and she was not, and so outside the home, he was working outside the home and she was not. And so the responsibility that he feels is somehow lightened if he has to worry less about the kids. But what we saw in this conversation that takes place between them, and again, I think it's very touching, but also very sad, that he is trying to make her feel better by saying there's nothing to worry about. And that actually makes her feel worse. And so it makes her emphasize it even more and probably makes her feel more isolated. If he could say to her, I know how you feel, I feel the same way, then she would feel that she at least has that kind of intimacy with her husband. And it would make that easier for her with the kids leaving home. But by his continually saying, I don't care, I couldn't care less, it actually leaves her totally alone with the feelings that she has and makes her feel even more isolated. This difference, by the way, in ways of making the other person feel better about what's bothering them was seen in the original videotapes that I mentioned in my first lecture. Those were tapes that the psychologist Bruce Dorval made of boys and girls at different ages talking to their best friends. In that conversation, in those tapes, there was one conversation among 10th grade boys that I mentioned because the boys were telling more about their personal feelings than you might expect. And that was the one where they were not looking at each other at all. They were completely stretched out, you know, almost like they were riding in a car, the way I put it. And one boy was saying that he felt like he has a drinking problem, and his girlfriend told him he had a drinking problem, but he really wasn't sure. Well, how did his friend react? His friend said, you haven't got a drinking problem. You're funny when you're off your butt. It's kind of similar to how Bill is reacting to this. It's not a problem. It's great. For his part, that boy was saying, I feel like we're not friends anymore. We used to be such good friends, but now, you know, I'm just lucky if you say hi when we pass each other in the hall. Nobody likes me. I don't have any. You have friends. I don't. Well, the way his friend responded to that was by saying, I don't know what you're talking about. You have more friends than I do. So for the boys, dismissing the other's problem is a way of making him feel better. It really is a kind of conversational offering or gift. And many men have explained to me that if they talk about a problem and a woman says to them, oh, you poor thing, that's so terrible, I feel so bad for you, he actually feels that he's being put down in a way. It's like saying, boy, you really are some kind of forsaken dweeb that you have this problem. And I'm looking at you from my height of complacence because I don't have problems you do. So what's intended, and I think functions in conversations among women, as we're in the same boat and we should feel better, actually can be interpreted by men as putting them down. So that's what Bill is doing here by dismissing the problem, by saying you really don't have a problem, I feel great, you should feel great too. I think Bill really is trying to make Pat feel better, but it doesn't work. It only makes her feel more isolated. And I'm not going to say this is the reason, but during the taping, Pat did announce that she wanted a divorce from Bill, and they did get divorced. To put a totally happy ending and bringing this totally full circle here, I'll just add that just recently there was a follow-up PBS show about the Loud family in which they mentioned that Bill and Pat were once again living together after having been separated all those years. Another example of the different ways that women and men might make each other feel better and how women's ways of encouraging by saying, I know how you feel, I felt the same way, can actually have the opposite effect, came up in a public conversation that I had with the writer and poet Robert Bly. And Robert Bly gave the example of a man who had broken his leg skiing. And the first time he says that a woman said to him, "Oh, what happened to your legs? Must be so terrible." He was kind of appreciated the interest. And then the next time a woman said that to him, but finally, when the third, fourth time women were showing so much sympathy, he started to feel like it was too much, like it was almost babying him. And when a guy playfully insulted him instead, "Oh yeah, I'll bet your leg isn't even broken. You just put that cast on to get out of work." He liked that much better. That helped bring him up instead of bringing him down. It didn't emphasize how he was weak. That's how playful insults can work in a way that showing connection can work for the women.